Have you ever wanted to know what your pet is thinking? Why are they continuously chewing your favorite pair of shoes? Apparently, we can find the answers to this if we mend the communication breakdown between us and our pets. Tricia McKay is self-proclaimed animal whisperer or pet psychic and is the founder of Animal Talk, an organization that teaches people how to better communicate with their pets and strengthen their relationship with animals in general. This is achieved through private consultations as well as workshops and e-courses. Tricia is on the line now to speak with us. Hello, Tricia.
How are you going, Joel?
Very good. Thank you. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
A pleasure.
When did you first realise you could speak with animals?
It was about 14 years ago. I'd been in dentistry for over 20 years, and I had a cat named Bo, and he was in the vets, unfortunately. He was very ill. He was very young. And he was on life support, and it was during that time that I was, you know, I was devastated that he was unwell. So I was, you know, holding his paw. I was down by his face, and I was just saying, "Come on, you're a young cat. You can do it. You can do it. You'll make it. Come on, try. Keep working. Work harder." And just out of nowhere, you know, it's like as clear as a bell, I heard, "You have to let me go. You have to set me free." And I was just so shocked. I just went, "Where did that come from? Like, what was that?" And it was so separate to myself. It was the absolute opposite of what I was saying and thinking at the time. And I looked down, way down the end of the clinic, and the vet was way down there doing something, and he was the only other person around. And I was quite shocked. So it was at that point I realized it was Bo asking me to set him free, to let him go to the other side, which I did. And it was after that that I realized that, you know, Dr. Doolittle's not fiction.
Yeah.
Animals actually speak to you, and it was from that time that all sorts of animals, including my own, began communicating with me on a regular basis.
Do you find that's something good, or is it a hindrance? Because I'm just thinking now, my dog was put down about 2 months ago, and you know, I would have loved to have known what she was thinking, if she was like angry at us, or if she understood why she was getting put down.
Yeah, no. Look, it's a help, really. And I don't want your listeners to think that, you know, wow, you know, you walk into a pet shop and everyone's screaming out, or you go to a zoo and, you know, it's not really like that. Animals only communicate when they need to, and it's not something that sort of happens that random. You do have control over it, you know, but it is very helpful because animals, it's a bit like if you go to France and, you know, somebody doesn't speak French. It's not that the French people don't have anything to say. We just can't understand them. It's the same as animals. They speak a silent language. All species can speak this language, including us. We just need to tap back into it. And so they have plenty to say, but unless we can understand their language, they just don't get the chance to express themselves. So for me, it's a joy and a privilege to hear what they have to say and better understand them and be able to help them and give them into their needs and their wants, you know, because they're entitled to a life just like we are.
Yeah, of course. Does communication differ between species? Are you more easily able to communicate with a dog, say, versus a giraffe?
Yeah, the communication, the way it occurs, you know, the way it occurs is the same, but the conversations you have are different because obviously a dog living with a person, you know, and doing human things plus their own dog things is going to be a very different to a giraffe, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, a giraffe will be talking about, you know, worrying about predators and, you know, food and different types of things that they do on a day-to-day basis, and the dogs do something different, as does an elephant or a horse or a bird. So they have different lives, different types of lives, different conversations, but the actual communication between them and myself or them and a human is the same.
Right. And so how does it work? Are you vocal in your communication, or is it restricted to a sort of telepathy?
Well, it's telepathic and intuitive. So if I was speaking to an animal that I didn't really know, you know, I was meeting them for the first time, then it's very unobtrusive and it's very easy for them because this is their natural ability is telepathy. They are masters at it. So I would use telepathy, you know, with that particular animal. But with my animals, because I'm already connected, I've been around them all their lives, I can actually speak verbally and they telepathically communicate with me.
Okay. And how did your family and friends respond when you started to embrace this gift?
Yeah, that is a very good question, Joel. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think the your family love you and your friends love you. and at first, I think that they were probably just polite. Oh, that's nice. That's interesting. But as I went on with my experience and as I started talking to their animals and gave them information I couldn't possibly know and problem solved, they went to oh my God moments as well and realized, wow, this is not something that just she thinks, this is real. And then they all embraced it, and then all of a sudden lots of friends and family are everywhere around you wanting you to speak to their animals.
Because, yeah, like you said earlier, you started as a dentist, and so they must have been slightly skeptical to begin with, thinking, oh, no, don't give up your dentistry. It's such a, I mean, that's
well, look, I was a dental hygienist and therapist, but you're right. And a lot of people said, oh, don't give that up. But it was at the time that Bo spoke to me that, you know, and even sort of a few months after that, that I realized that this is my calling. You know, dentistry was great for that period of time, but this is really why I've come. They didn't speak to me for no reason. They didn't speak to me just randomly, like, oh, I think we'll just speak to this human. You know, there was a reason for it. And when I communicated with Bo after the fact, you know, he said he came down here to introduce me to this. And I said to him, well, you didn't have to die. You could have just spoken to me and then, you know, survived. And he said, no, because he said, unfortunately, humans often need epiphanies. He said, you would have gone on with what you had always done because you would have had me also. It was the loss of him that spurred me on to then, you know, follow my journey. And, you know, and then family and friends now and, you know, everyone who's around me just couldn't be happier. They just think the work we're doing and giving animals a voice because people love animals is an amazing thing.
Yeah, of course. How does it feel to be at the forefront of this movement? Surely Animal Talk is the first organisation of its kind, at least in Australia.
Yeah, look, you know, if we want to be truly honest, you know, obviously there's animal communicators around the world, and I'm certainly not the only one in Australia, but Animal Talk likes to think that we're kind of at the forefront of the education and the magnitude of it, and the mission is immense. We do, you know, we do media, we do seminars, we do workshops, we consult. We are a pretty big organisation. So, yeah, we'd like to think that we're setting the bar and also setting up the integrity of how high we would like the standard and the quality of animal communication to be seen.
What do you hope to achieve through Animal Talk in the next few years?
Well, most definitely we want to have the practitioner's course and courses that are on a global scale and, you know, people will choose it as a career, but really what we want to create is harmony and synergy between animals and people and to create that harmony that we are all equals and that we respect and love animals as we would anybody or anything else and that everything, every being on this planet is equal. That is our aim and we're going to certainly give animals a voice so that they can have enriched lives as all of us would choose and would want to do. That's our aim.
Right. Tricia, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, Joel. It was a pleasure.
And people can contact you through the Animal Talk website?
Yes, they can. And we'd love to hear from them.
Okay, fantastic. We'll put a link up on our website for you as well.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Bye. That was Tricia McKay, Pet Psychic or Animal Whisperer. If you're interested in getting in contact with Tricia or her team, you can access the Animal Talk website at www.animaltalk.com.au.